Ruchim Abayim. Just, many times before a Divrei Torah is said, we take an opportunity to be Ma'alei the Neshamos of people who were in Gan Eden. And I'm Baruch Hashem privileged to have both my parents, thank God, alive and well. And it happens to be that today, is my mother's birthday. So I wanted to take the opportunity. Thank you. Take the opportunity and to be mechaber her with the schus of this chabura, of this sikha, on a topic which is close to her and close to me, which is the topic of simcha, being happy. And one thing that I can say is that she has always, in her mindset, have always taken every opportunity to be mesamech others. I think it's a tremendous samida. But I think to get to that midah, a person needs to really understand what simcha is all about. And I think that in this world, we live in a culture that sells us simcha, that sells us happiness, that sells us contentment in life. But I'm not really sure that the simcha that is being sold is the true simcha that a person can feel. So with that in mind, I wanted to share some thoughts that Chazal have about simcha. This is a two-part series. And the first part is we're going to talk about more of the theoretical, though I'm sure we'll get to some of the practical issues relating to Simcha. If you look at your source sheet, source number one, from the Orchot Tzedikim, what does he say about Simcha? He says, HaSimcha, HaMida Azo Ba'ala Adam, Machamat Rov Shavah Bilibo Bli Pegara. That this Mida, the Simcha, comes to a person who's very content. Va'adam HaMasig Ta'avato V'lo Yiralo Devar HaMatzivato. And a person who tries to attain his needs, things that he needs in life, and nothing really gets in his way. Nothing makes him sorrow, nothing makes him feel sad, but rather, whatever goals he has, he tries to attain his goals, and he doesn't let anything get in his way. And if you go on this route, and you don't let things disappoint you, and you don't let things make you frustrated and angry, so that is how you attain the midah of simcha. Umi sheyeshlo simcha tadir, and a person who lives in this way, that he doesn't get overly upset by things, but rather that he takes everything easy and he's very content with his life. So what does the Orchot Tzedikim say about him? Yo'oru panav vizivu mavik vigufu bari, that his light, that his face lights up, that his entire body is healthy, ve'en zikna me'meheret lavo alav, and he doesn't reach old age so quickly. K'moshe ne'emar lev sameach yetiv geha. That the reason why, we know these are studies, scientific studies that are proven over and over again. A person who's angry, a person who's anxious, a person who's stressed out, and just fill in the blanks, and any basic emotion, if you're overly on any of those things, then it has an effect on your body. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, a number of years ago, probably close to like 15 years ago, I finished my master's thesis on a topic called psychoneuroimmunology. Yeah, that's fancy, right? It's a fancy term for one thing that I actually studied, which was the effects of psychology on children with cancer. And it was proven at that time, and it's not even a big chokhma, that psychology has an effect on the body. Certainly there are diseases that are very immune-based. Like, what's an example of immune-based disease besides cancer, we all know?
AIDS.
Excellent. That's exactly what it is. So the studies show that people who have immune-based types of diseases, but it doesn't just have to be those types of diseases, if they are in a state of contentment, if they are in a state that they're happy, that they take life easy, that they don't get overly worried, they actually live much longer than those people who are not. Because when you have frustration and anger and stress take over your immune system, then your immune system basically slows down and it doesn't provide the health that's needed. And that's really what the Orchot Tzedikim is saying, and it's something that's very well known. People, by the way, what do we say? People who are stressed out a lot, okay, what happens to them? They get sick. What happens? They get ulcers, they get stomach aches, they get heart attacks. I'm saying, but it happens. So I think that what he's saying to us is, besides the religious, emotional consequences of being sameach, by the way, there's also health effects, and that is, yeah, you live much happier, you'll be much happier. So in order to get to this place, you need to have a certain mindset, and that's in reference number bet. Ach derech shismach adam b'chelko, the way in which a person can find happiness in his lot, shikabel b'simcha hara k'mo hatov. What he needs to do is he needs to accept everything that is in his life, both the good but also the bad. Haderach hazo mitchaleket lekama darchim. And in order to be able to accept everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws your way, both the good and the bad, you have to have a certain types of midos. One is tzarach bitachon gadol be'elokim. You need a lot of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashniya emuna, you have to strengthen your emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashlishit hasechel, you have to have the intelligence and to understand that simcha is not only an emotional feeling, but you get to it through a cognitive point where you actually understand why you have to be sameach. So we're going to talk about some of these things here. Histapkut is that it gives you satisfaction. That at the end of the day, the goal of being sameach actually does give you some sort of satisfaction. Okay, it gives you that you're like you're mistapek. You don't need anything else.
What's the nafkamina between emuna and
bitachon?
Yeah.
You tell me. What can anybody tell me? What's the nafkamina between emuna and bitachon?
Bitachon is more than myself. Emuna is more of the thought process.
Okay, that's one nafkamina. Anybody else? What's emuna?
Belief.
So let's go. Let's say we understand. I would say it's more like what the Rambam says. The moon of the Rambam says is that not only do I believe that there is a sefer here, I actually know it. How do I know it? Because that's Muna. Muna is really the yeda. And bitachon is the emotional feel that you have toward the Kadosh Baruch Hu that you have. That's a good way of differentiating. Okay, let's keep going. Gimel. So says the following thing. Ki amamin b'lev shalem v'abotach be'ezer hatzur hu sameach le'olam v'hu sovel kol devar. So a person who is a mamin that a mamin believes shalom v'abotach be'ezer hatzur, that he's mamin with a full heart, okay, and who sameach l'olam v'hu sovel kol davar, that he's also happy with everything, and that he's willing to take everything on, he's willing to withstand all different types of tribulations. He's like the person who's sick, who understands, I understand that I have a headache, but I have to drink, or I have to take in the very bitter Tylenol. But once I take in the bitter Tylenol in my life, then what's going to happen? I'm going to feel much better. So that's one thing. One thing you need to know is that if you live life, but you approach life with a sense of, you know, openness, that not everything is bad because I'm a terrible person, and not everything is bad because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to get me on this one. But you approach life with the mindset that whatever happens to me, both the good and the bad, it's happening for a reason, and sometimes it can be very bitter, but if that's your mindset, then ultimately that mindset is going to help you out in the long run. He'll explain why. Vasavel hu chofshi midagat ha'olam. A person who's able to withstand any types of tribulations, at the end of the day, he's going to be really free from any worries. Okay, because everything that happens to you, you're free. I'll give you a perfect example. Today, I took the bus, the 417 from Beit Shemesh. So I get into the Tachana, okay, and I just missed the green light, and I look across the street, and there's a 6 bus. Okay, right. Now there's 2 ways to react. One way is to like to say, "Yikes." Or any other way of saying that, and just really feeling like very bad about it, like, oh my gosh, well, what am I doing here? And then I would say is, you know, it was meant to be. So let me just tell you, I'm not a great tzaddik, okay? But I did say it was meant to be, but maybe we shouldn't say this in the recording because maybe my mother's going to listen. I crossed during the red light. But there were like 20 people that were crossing during the red light. I didn't feel like it was a major, there were no cars coming either way. And I made the 6 bus. So you see, Baruch Hashem was meant to be. Okay, Gama Sovel Mistapeg Bim'at Sheyeshlo. Also, a person who's willing to withstand everything, so he's very happy with the little lot that he gets. Ki Yomar, he's going to say, Dai Li B'mash Gazali Abore. His reaction to life is, you know what, whatever I have, it's good. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't really need any more. V'ata, now, Habeture, Ki Asimcha Kolel Et Hakol. If you reach a place where you're sameach, okay, so then you reach everything. You have everything in your life. Because if you're not that person who's sameach in your life, you're the other person. You're the person who worries all of your life. So what happens? You're never resting. V'tamiru mechashev l'harviach mamon. You're always thinking, how do I get this? How do I attain more money? How do I attain something else? Below is the pig b'masha chalach lo akel. And you'll never be satisfied with what Kodesh Baruch gives you. V'lachen, hasameach b'chalko hu ashir. And that's why a person who's sameach with your lot, the person who's happy with whatever it is that you have, he's really the rich person. Af im hu ani, even if he's poor, ki yismach b'shem, shehu chalko v'nachlato. He's going to be happy that Kodesh Baruch is part of his nachla. So simcha isn't just an emotional phase. Simcha isn't just an emotional mindset. It's not just like, I'm going to sing and I'm going to dance, I'm going to go crazy like the mama, knock, 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 knock on guys, we're going to go on the trains. That's not what it's not just that. It's really an understanding of what life is all about. It's understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose life for you, and it's understanding that whatever you have in life, like, it's all good. Like, thank God. Like, today you have a choice, B'nai Brak, Torah Shraga. Torah Shraga, B'nai Brak. It's all good. The two wonderful choices. You just have to make the choice that you want. But they're good choices. Whatever it is that you decide. It's good, right? You like that? That was for you. Okay? But in general, you come downstairs and there's schnitzel and there's an egg, whatever, and you really want a chicken, so what? So now the schnitzel, big deal, who cares? Or you come for a Shabbos meal and the children that happens to be spoiled, let's say God forbid, theoretically, right? So what? So you still get schnitzel, get other food. It's not the end of the world. Okay? I remember in the beginning of the year, I don't know if you recall, I heard this story in the beginning of the year that apparently in some yeshiva, the chicken was spoiled in Rosh Hashanah. This is what I heard. So there was one kid from the story that was telling me, so he totally blasted the dean of students. He like totally like he got all verklempt and he like started screaming and yelling, why am I in this yeshiva? And da, da, da. And he was a Shana Bed kid nonetheless. Okay, he's like, mom is giving to him. So the reaction was to this kid was like, first of all, I'm not the cook. Okay, that was the reaction. Second of all, like, what are you getting all upset about? So what? Like, so what, you're dying now? Like, you're dead? What happened? You didn't have chicken? Big deal. Like, take everything to proportion. Say, that type of kid, that's like a type A personality type of kid. That type of kid, he's going to get all stressed out in life. So what he's saying is, simcha is a way of life. It's just like, take it easy. Whatever comes your way, take it with a grain of salt. Okay? Sometimes maybe our rebbeim get a little tough with us. Sometimes we have things that, you know, it's not the best way that we want things to be. But just take it as a way of life. Like, it's okay. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to gain from it. And if that's the way that we approach life, we're going to be in a very different type of a place. We'll be in a place where we will always be rich. Okay? Imagine the guy that is never satisfied with what he has. He has $100, he wants $122. He has $200, he wants $500. But let's say you got $500 in your pocket. Let's say, thanks, Baruch Hashem, I got $500. By the way, this doesn't mean that you can't strive for goals. It doesn't mean that you can't have goals in your life that you want to achieve. What it does mean is that whatever comes your way, be happy and continue going. But in order to do this, and that's number dalit, you have to have a special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The midah azot b'nefeshot tzadikim. This midah is in the nefesh of tzadikim. Shehem b'noam shalem b'inyin avrotam b'simcha gdola b'pirushotam. Because they've reached this level where simcha is part of who they are, their essence. K'mo she'ne'emar, simchu ba'Hashem v'gilu, tzadikim raninu kol yisrael lev. That's what tzadikim do. V'chen hu omer, or zaru ala tzadik, li yisrael lev simcha. Again, another pasuk to prove this. L'chen, this is what we want to get to. Yasim, kol adam simchato al ha'torah. U've'et she'aseh mitzvot, yismach bilibo, al she'zacha liyot evel ha'melech ha'liyon. Person should be happy with his lot, but more than that, a person should focus and be happy with the Torah that he gets. That's what a person do, especially when there's mitzvahs. A person has an opportunity to learn, and you should be happy that you have an opportunity to service the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asher bo kol bnei ma'alai shtachavu lo. V'chen amar David, sasanochel imertecha kimotzei shalal rab. V'chol ha'osei ha'mitzvah b'simcha. And if a person does mitzvahs with simcha, with happiness, Yeshlo sachar elef yadot yoter mimisha mitzvot alav lemasa. You know what I just said to you right now? You do a mitzvah, but you do it with a sense of happiness, with a sense of like you want to do it, you're happy to do it. Your sachar is 1,000 times more than the person who really doesn't want to be there. Shall I repeat that? Do you hear what I just said to you?
There could be the opposite.
Yeah.
Is it the complete opposite? If you don't want to learn and you push through it,
what do you get? One second. First of all, let me tell you what I'm saying to you. Not the opposite. Straightforward. The correct direction. if an ani comes to my door and he puts out his hand, I gotta give him a shakal, I gotta put that shakal, right? And I put that shakal, but I do it, I have to do it. One second. I'm gonna give you my example, you can give me your example 2 seconds from now. And then an ani comes and I'm like, wow, because he brought me an opportunity, 10 shakal. So for that, when I go, wow, it's an opportunity. Okay? Then the mitzvah is 1,000 times more. You don't like my example? I'd like to hear yours.
Yeah, I think you're talking about a case where the guy comes to your door and you're saying, I don't want to give him, but you give him the happiness, not, anyways.
It's also true. But what he's saying here is that if you do mitzvot and if you do learning and you take an approach, I'm happy to do it, I have a schus to do it, it's an opportunity for me, then your reward is that much greater. As opposed to saying, ah, I'm stuck. Ah, when I wake up, I got to go to Seder again? That's what he's saying. He's saying if you approach life, again, it's very thematic, but if you approach life with the sense of, wow, this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity. And you take it like to learn, to be mesamech, all that stuff, then your reward is 1,000 times more. Yeah, let's say hypothetically, you go to Bnei Brak, mesamech the kid, right? And you're going because everybody else is going. Okay, it's nice. But let's say you're going because you're saying, whoa, I have an opportunity here. I have an opportunity to be mesamech orphans. It's a whole different, it's a whole different ballgame. Do you agree or not?
You're going to serve because you're scared, not because you want to.
It's different. You're talking about Yerushalayim versus Avet Shemayim?
Yeah.
Okay, there's two different things. I'm talking about Simcha. So that's a whole different category. Come back for Shana Be'er. We'll talk about it during Elul. Okay, here we go. What? That was not on the record. Okay, yes it was. Let's move on to Hay. Okay? And I want to move on to Hay because I want to get to some of the practical stuff which I know you guys are thinking about already. But Hey talks about it's all for the good. V'chein kishiyesh l'adam shum yisurim yismach gam ken. When a person also has yisurim, he should be happy. V'chein amru chachamim chavivim yisurim. The Gemara in Baba Matthias says that it's good to have yisurim. Why? Why is it good to have yisurim? By the way, what are yisurim?
Pain.
Yeah, suffering. A little bit of suffering in this world. What are yisurim? The Gemara says even if you.
You pull to get 5 and you get out 4.
Exactly, excellent. That's what Gemara says that, right? So, you're reaching for your pocket, you wanted to take out a 5 shekel piece, and you only got a shekel piece. And then you reach out again, you have to go in again. That is also your sermon.
So it's punished by Olam HaZeh instead of Olam HaBa.
What?
You're punished in Olam HaZeh instead of Olam HaBa.
Right, so that's one thing. One thing is that it's good to give you sermon. You say, because Baruch Hashem, I have kapara. I don't have to have any debts later on in Olam HaBa. The old Amru Chachamim also said, Kol HaSameach B'Yisurim. Maybe Yeshua Alam. Not only do you get kapara, but if you take the tribulations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and you're happy with it, you're content with it, you have an opportunity also to bring the Yeshua closer to the entire Klal Yisrael. It's not only you, but you bring Yeshua towards Klal Yisrael. The Yargil Pi Lomar, and a person should accustom his mouth to say, Gam Zo Letova. Why? Why do you think that's so? Yoni, why? Yeah. Yeah. Gamzul Tova. It's for a good thing. Exactly. Oh, Kol Mad Avid Rachman Elatav Avid. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, He wants it for the good. Whatever He's sending you, whatever message He's sending you, He's sending it for the good. Yesh Kama Raot Asher Sefar Tovot. That sometimes, even if you do things that are bad, that they feel like they're bad, at the end, it's going to be a good outcome. Now he's going to give you a great mashal. Listen to this mashal, because by the way, this happens every single day. Mashal lishnei bnei adam. This mashal is about two people. Shehalchu la'avor es pismina. They both went to catch a ship, to catch a bus, to catch the plane, to catch the subway. Ha'echad yashav lo kotz biraglo. One of them, he got a little coat. He got a coats from the tree. What's that called in English? A thorn in his leg. And he couldn't go on the sfina. He couldn't make it to the plane. He couldn't make it to the subway. He couldn't make it to the cab while his other friend is running towards it. Okay. The chaver nichnas b'sfina la'avor. However, his friend gets to the plane right away. So you have one guy who's aching with a thorn in his foot and he can't move, and you have another guy who just got into the plane, got into the cab, whatever he got onto. Yomo. So the guy who's with a thorn in his foot and he's bleeding. So he's like, oh man, he's like, I wish I was never alive. Why does this always happen to me? I can't take it. Why does God always want to make me suffer? I can't believe He always has the better life. He's going on and on and on. Liyamim, however, after a while, Shama Shenitba'a Sfina. He heard that the Sfina, Nitba'a, it crashed, it drowned, it went down. Okay, like that movie, what was it called? Titanic, very nice. Umeitu anashim shahayuba. What?
There's a lot of movies like that.
Okay, I don't know. That's the only thing I know. Umeitu anashim. Umeitu anashim shahayuba. And everybody died. Everybody died. As hitchidzei l'shabeach l'bori yidbarach. So all of a sudden, he begins to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kira, because now he saw, ki haita zod kidelach yidato. He really saw, what was the thorn for? The thorn was really to protect him, to make him live. Just one more sentence. Therefore, a person should be happy with his yisurin. And the rest of the tribulations that he gets. Why? You never know how good it is. I'm going to give you a personal story, then I'm going to leave you, Shem. Okay? Go ahead.
I disagree with that because, I've missed buses before and they haven't exploded or,
He's giving you a mushal. A mushal means it's an analogy. I'll give you another analogy. I'm going to give you a theoretical analogy about
one of the bus exploded if he wasn't the best.
I'm going to tell you, one of the rebbeim in this yeshiva in a shmooze got up and he said the following story. He spoke about this concept a little bit. So he said that after he went to Yazir in Israel, so what can he do? Emotions take over, and he fell in love with this amazing girl. Bas Torah, she's great midos, profession. His parents liked her. Her parents thought he was great. Perfect. It was great. It was amazing. And then just it didn't, for whatever reason, she didn't want to date with him anymore. She didn't want to date him. And he's like, "What do you mean? Whatever." And so she dumped him. Okay, because that's sometimes what happens. That's what the girls do all the time. So that's what girls do all the time. So he was heartbroken. Okay, half a year he went to depression, went to psychologist. He didn't know what to do. He's like, "That's it. My life is ending." Okay, but you know what? After a while, the way of man, Kodesh Baruch Hu heals through time. So he started again, da da da, till he started dating again. Whatever. Then he met this girl who was 100 times more awesome than this girl, and she was better. Midos, Bat Torah, not from, from Shalom Froman, whatever. I'm on tape now. She was amazing girl, right? So he ended up marrying her. And he says, as he's giving the shmooze, he says, "You know what? At that time, I thought my life was broken. But now that I know what I know about this other girl, whoa, I'm totally complete." That's just a mashal. That's not a mashal. That really happened. Same, but just to give you an example of what you're saying. I'm not saying to you that the buses are going to explode because you're going to miss them. I'm saying to you, your mindset needs to be that everything is a tova, and you never really know what's going to happen. Could be you're going to sit on the bus, and maybe somebody would have elbowed you. But could be that because you took the next bus, you got to listen to an extra shir, that you got to call somebody. You never know. But could be you got to come to the yeshiva a little bit later, then you were able to meet the rabbi that you wanted to speak to anyway. You never know what the future holds. So what he's saying is, don't be so quick to judge. Don't say right away, "This stinks. I can't take it. Why is God out to get me?" Just relax. You never know what's going to be. That's what he's saying. That's a real practical thing. Go ahead, Yoni.
What exactly are Yisurim?
What?
What exactly are
Yisurim? Yisurim are the pains and tribulations in this world.
The what?
Pains and tribulations in this world.
So
if I come over to you right now and I slap you hard and you feel that pain, that's Yisurim. If you have a cold and your nose is running and it bothers you, that's your serum. You stick your hand into your pocket because you want to take out your kartisia, and instead comes out the credit card, and you have to stick your hand into your pocket again, that's your serum. It's all the stress, the anguish that you get in this world, that's called your serum. One second. Chazal say that if you have your serum in this world, two things. One, it's a kapara. Because the reason why we have Yisurim is because Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, he looks at Gila Amali, he says, you know what? Gila Amali, he should have taken advantage of his time today. He should have learned an extra hour. But because he didn't learn an extra hour, he owes me. He owes me an hour. So I would rather pay that hour in this world and sit on a bus stuck in traffic for an hour. That's Yisurim. Rather than in the world to come, when I get called up from the best thing, now you're scaring me, he's going to give me an hour there. Believe me, I don't want the hour there.
Can you theoretically bring Yisurim upon yourself? So if you do something, like if I...
Oh, I tell you, that's a great question. I'm even going to tell you something. There is a sect of people that I know, and they're very much into Kabbalah, and they're like, they're in like in a different world, and they understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's calculations much more than I would ever claim to know. A sect. Some of them are from Sfat, some of them are from your time.
You hit yourself with those nods, like whip yourself.
People roll in the snow and they do other things, whatever. I would not recommend it, but I know people who do it.
Right, but is
they go, one of the things they do in the winter, Mickey Mark told us about this, in the mamish freezing winter, they go to like this mountain, they get into like their shorts with nothing else, and they roll down the mountain. It's freezing with the ice and whatever, and it's like they say it's Sparta. I don't understand it, so I can't comment on it. I don't recommend to do it. I would say let's leave nature. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you a sermon, so please God, please Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't give us any sermon.
If it keeps me out of Gehenna, I mean, why not?
But you don't know Kadosh Baruch Hu's, you don't know Kadosh Baruch Hu's calculations.
Yeah. Exactly.
And by the way, you're not allowed to pin yourself. You're not allowed. So I'm saying I can't work in that calculation. Stop pinning yourself. What's your idea?
So if you go to buy something, put a bunch of agro in your pocket. So you just keep reaching. It's like agro.
You're not going to fool Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not so easily fooled. Okay, keep going. By the way, it says in Vav. If you want to really get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to have an element of Simcha. All the Nevi'im, they couldn't just automatically get Nevuah. They had to have a mindset that they were going to be Sameach, that they were going to be content with their lives. You don't get Nevuah, you don't get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu when you're sad, when you're depressed. Ella mitoch simcha. You can only really get closer to the Baruch Hu. And by the way, we know this. We know this for a fact. I can bet right now, everybody in this room, you've had an experience when you're spiritually lifted, but you're also sameach at the same time. There's no greater enjoyment when you're feeling spiritual and you're having a sense of simcha. That's like the greatest enjoyment. Like when you, if you ever heard Rabbi Reichman speak about learning Torah, all of a sudden he gets all excited and his hands start to like go like this and like. Right? Okay, not exactly like that, but like, right? Why? You know why? That's true simcha. Like, he's mamish feeling the spiritual experience with the true simcha. That's what it's about. It's not just learning, I'm doing a mitzvah. But I'm feeling sameach. And that's what he says, that when you're at that level, when you're so sameach, that's when you get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's when you're able to say, wow, it really doesn't matter. I'm mamish content. I'm mamish sameach b'chalki. It's an unbelievable feeling. And notice that he doesn't say, you know, smoke marijuana or do drugs and do other drinking alcohol. Okay, moving on along.
In the other chapter.
So lefichach bnei hanavim, hayim mivim lifnehem nevel v'tof v'chalil v'chinor mevakshem nevuah. Therefore, the children of the Nevi'im, what would they do? They would try to make misameach. They would try to bring drums and they would try to bring instruments and musical instruments and just make the situation very good and very happy for people to get into it. That's why kumzitzes can be very powerful. Get to a situation when you're in kumzitz and you're singing and you're being happy and you're content. Very, very happy. Okay, Zion. Listen to this. Simcha isn't just about you. Od yesh tovela b'simcha. There's another great benefit from the midah of simcha. Kmo. Shnei anoshim sha'amar alehim Eliyahu shayu mibnei ha'olam haba. Just like two people that they were mibnei ha'olam haba. Bishvil, why? Shahayu anoshim smechim. Eliyahu now becomes him. He tells him, you guys, you're bnei ha'olam haba. You know why? Because you are people that are happy. Ukishahayu roim ish atzev. This has a lot to do with the bar mitzvah today. Ukishahayu roim ish atzev. When they saw someone that was very sad, hayu misamchem oto. They would go out, they would reach out to him, and they would be misamachim. Ukshahayuroim shnayim mitkotetim zeim zeh. When he saw people fighting, hayomim lahem milay dividuchta. They would joke around with him. They would say things that would try to get them in a higher spirits, beautiful spirits. Achahayu osim shalom inem, until finally they would have peace between them. Vechen inyan halacha. Matchilim b'milei dividuchta kedei liftoach halev l'mo b'simcha. You know, have you ever been to a shul where the rabbi gets up and the first thing he does is he says a joke or he says a story? Why does he do that? Because by saying a joke, what do? Liftoach halev. You're opening your heart. You're opening up people's attention. You have a hook. Okay. If you've ever been to the Young Years of Oceanside, I can say this on tape because he's a good friend of mine, Rabbi Jonathan Muscat. He's the Morid Asra. Rabbi Yonatan Muscat is the Morid Asra at the Young Years of Oceanside. Every single drasha, every single Shabbos for the past 6 years that he's been there as the Rav, will always begin with a joke. Will always begin with a joke. I asked him one time, how do you get the jokes? He says sometimes it takes him much longer to find the joke, okay, than it is to get the Dvar Torah. And he also says to me, sometimes people remember the joke much more than they remember the Dvar Torah. But the bottom line is, he says, the reason why I do it is because I get them hooked. I say joke, as soon as that joke comes out, they're listening to me already. And that's what he's talking about here. He's talking about that as soon as you say something that is enlightening, that is funny, that is mesameach, that's something which is positive, then that's going to open your heart. And that's important in our religion. But he says, "Achlo simchat nevala v'simchat havalim, ela simcha shadvar mitzvah mesamechet alev." Not things that are negative, things that are disgusting, things that are dirty jokes and things of that sort. But rather, what? Things that are appropriate, things that are right, things that will take you to a place where you can open yourself to further study and further avodat Hashem. Okay, let's do one more piece, and then maybe next week we'll finish up here. So look at Olam Hamidot, Aleph. Tos katov ibdu et Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav b'nana. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. V'chen katov b'tochacha b'parshas ki tavo, the what? Tachat eshelo avarat et Hashem lokecha b'simcha v'tub levav mirov kol. Why are we deserving of all the tochacha? So the pasuk tells us, you know why you get all the tochacha? God forbid we'll be plagued with sicknesses and diseases, and we'll eat our children and so many horrific, terrible things. You know why? Because you didn't do a Kodesh Baruch Hu service with simcha. That's what the pasuk says. That's amazing. So now he's going to explain a little bit. Harei mevuar sheyesh chiyuv la'avod et Hashem mitoch simcha. There is mamish, an obligation, that when you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to do it from simcha. It's an obligation. Don't think it's just a nice thing that Rav Elmaleh decided to speak about. It is a nice thing, but it's not just a nice thing. You have a chova. V'lo'od el shamida tesimcha hi hamafteach l'chol hamidot ha'tovot. This one mida, the mida of simcha, it's the key to all good qualities and all good personality traits of a person. K'mo shemuvar be'avos. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh Amar l'tamidav, he says, Tzuru ezu derech yishara. She'idbag ba'a adam. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, what is the greatest mida? What is the greatest trait that a person should have? So all the five students have said different things. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Tov. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chaver Tov. Shachan Tov. Haroi Tanolad. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lev Tov. Amar lehem, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh, Ro Ani, Adiv Rabbi Eliezer Ben Aruch, Midivrahem, Shebechlad Divarav Divrahem. What does he say? He says Lev Tov. That Lev Tov is all inclusive of all the traits that you said. You already know this, right? But what you don't know, maybe you do know, is what the Tiferet Yisrael says about that. The Pirush of Tiferet Yisrael, Shalev Tov, having a good heart. This is the Pirush. You look it up. Hainu, Shalibo Tamid Sameach. Umezuman Lehetev Lakol. A Lev Tov doesn't mean that you have a good heart only. A Lev Tov means Shalibo Tamid Sameach, that your heart is always Sameach, and that you always want to do good. And because of this, the positive feeling is going to bring him to a greater place. Go ahead.
It's very easy to say that to have Lev Tov and everything. I'm sure everybody here would like that, but how is one supposed to go on that?
So first of all, we spoke a little bit about it. Okay, some of the things that we...
You can't just say it like down to the toe all the time.
First of all, it's a matter of training. I don't believe in the words, you can't. I tell my children there's such things you can't. I tell my clients there's such things you can't. And I tell my tummy there's such things you can't. So erase that from your vocabulary. That's number one. You can do anything that you want to do. I mean that. That's number one. Number two, you need to train yourself. Just like Gemara. If you would have given this to me 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you would have said, okay, learn. Start to read. I would say, I can't. I can't read Aramaic. But if you train yourself how to do it, you can do anything you want. Okay? I know you're not going to believe this, what I'm about to say right now. Okay? I used to be very athletic. Don't laugh. Please do not laugh. Okay? Okay? I was a runner. When I first ran, it took me about 15 minutes to run a mile. And I was dying and I couldn't breathe. Okay? And I said, I can't. But I trained my body. Okay? I'm not saying I ran a great mile. 7-minute mile, that's not bad. It's not bad. Now, today is a different story. Why are you guys laughing so much? Why I don't look athletic? Okay, fine. Today is a different story. But the bottom line is, I think it's a great model for life in general. You can train yourself to do anything you want. And yes, you can train yourself that when something bad happens, don't react. You can train yourself when something bad happens and say, maybe, at least to say to yourself, maybe there's something in the future that's going to come good out of it. Okay? By the way, everybody has tragedies. I'm part of that also. Not Baruch Hashem, but unfortunately I've had tragedies in my life. But you overcome them. You try to find the goodness out of those things. And that's what he's talking about here. The simcha is, maybe with this will end, it's a good place to end. Simcha is not only a mindset. Simcha is something that has to overtake you. It has to be a mindset, but it has to be an emotional set. It has to be everything. And the way we spoke a little bit about it, the way that you get there is by training yourself. First, to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that everything Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you is for the good. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you is for the right. Second is that you have an opportunity to be Eved Hashem, and you should say, Gamzu L'Tova. Be content with what you have. You don't always strive, you need to strive for more. If you're content with all you have, and you approach life with an attitude that, wow, it's an opportunity. So first of all, we already said, physiologically it's going to help you, mentally it's going to help you, emotionally it's going to help you, religiously it's going to help you. It's a win-win situation. It's not that you can't. You can, you just have to train yourself. So with that, my bracha is, B'zad Hashem, that we should grow in the meaning of Simcha. And please God, next week will be our last Chaburah, I believe, in the Shiva Torah Shragat Shana Aleph. Maybe we'll end off on speaking a little bit more on this topic. Have a good Shabbos.